Ow!
Somebody do an intro.
You know what today is? Friday! Yeah!
What was that?
I got a cold one. Nice cold brew dog. Coors Light.
Hold on, is somebody knocking on the door? Hold on.
Coacher! Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
And we have got Brew Dogs on board.
Because it's Friday!
I'm Lunchbox, and I'm going to be running this ship. I know the most about sports. I try to keep these guys in line and get the show moving.
I'm Eddie. I really have no idea why I'm here. I don't know anything about sports. I love watching sports, but that's pretty much it.
I'm Ray. Absolutely love being part of the show. I do enjoy to gamble.
Boom.
Dang, I like that. Sounds good, boys.
Music does sound good. And I got to say, Friday, we're starting off right. Because I just found this out. And so we're going to talk about it because I want your opinion.
What you got?
A-OK or No Way is the game today.
Oh, I like how you're changing that up. That's
cool. Yeah, right. I just try to get something to rhyme. And I found out Drake is 31 years old and he's dating an 18-year-old who graduated high school in June. And let me tell you, she's a hottie.
Yeah, if you guys are at work, don't pull it up.
It's weird that you say that.
No, I want your opinion. Is it okay for Drake, who is 31 years old, to date an 18-year-old who just graduated high school?
She said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. So that means he doesn't love her. I mean, that's part of his song, God's Plan. His dude doesn't love this chick, so I'm going to go with... He's really not trying to date this girl. He's just trying to hook up, right?
Him finding this chick, this tells me that even the celebs are still scrolling the Instagrams looking for hotties.
How do you think these two met?
The Instagram search.
She is Janet Jackson's goddaughter.
Oh, so she's famous. She's in the circle.
She's in the circle. Her dad does something. But if you want to look her up on Instagram, her Instagram is Bella B. Harris. B-E-L-L-A-B-Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S. Look her up.
And not appropriate for work, like I said.
Guys, there's always IT people checking your histories at work. Like, so don't do that.
So do you think it's weird? She's out of high school, though, so she's fair game.
Yeah. I'm out. No. I mean, Drake is like, yeah, he's a superstar. He can do whatever you want. But really, if this were my Uncle Tommy dating an 18-year-old, like, that's just weird. So it doesn't matter who you are. No, it's terrible.
But if you look at her, she doesn't look.
It doesn't matter.
She looks
Lunchbox.
Like she's probably 25.
She's 18, though.
A mature 18.
You can't go on, hey, officer, she looked like she was 25. Like, can't do that. She's 18 years old.
There's nothing with the officer. She's of legal
age. I'm not saying
age.
It's illegal, but. Come on, did she just graduate high school?
And one of the rules of thumb is half your age plus 7. He's in his 30s, half 15. He can go to 22, 23.
Okay.
So what's your answer, Ray?
A-OK.
Oh, so you're A-OK.
Yeah.
She's 18.
Oh, that's against the rule.
I'm like, your rule just...
Do you understand the whole point of this, Ray? She's 18 years old. Yeah, he's 31.
She's too young for him. She doesn't meet that 22 criteria.
The moment they cross that stage and they say... Graduates, please stand and move your tassel from the right to the left. You are now graduates of L.C. Anderson High School. Then you are fair to date the 18-year-old.
And then Drake's there like, all right, yep.
Started.
Do you think he went to her high school graduation?
Every day. He's probably where they met her. Congratulations. You
maybe he was the speaker person. At the high school graduation.
It was at the high school graduation was held at the Raptors arena. He thought he was there for a Raptors game. Instead, it was a high school graduation. That's how he met her.
Ah.
So Drake, do you love me? I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. It's terrible, dude. This is a bad look on Drake.
Okay. All right, well,
bad look.
If you think so, I don't think so. Speaking of bad looks, Urban Meyer put out a statement. I mean, this dude just does not get it.
I love the world of putting statements out on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Is that how it was released?
Yeah, it's a release. He wrote a big old long write-up, and he starts it off by, while I stand by my apologies to Courtney Smith, her children, and everyone else, there have been a number of things reported in the media about President Drake's decision and the investigation team's report that have been correct or have not been correct and must be clarified. This dude has such an ego that he just can't let it go. So he goes on and on about things that were misreported in the media and how he wants to he does everything right. First, I was not suspended because I knew about or condoned Zach Smith's alleged domestic abuse. And he writes a big, long paragraph. Then second, as the report found and President Drake said, I did not lie at Big Ten Media Days. Like, let it go, man. Like,
Drake was the president? She said, do you love me?
Not that Drake. Different Drake. But I don't understand why he has to go through this. If this needs to come out, let the president of the university say, look, this is what was reported. This is false. You guys are reporting false things about Urban Meyer. This egotistical dude is so hung up on the fact that there's a couple representatives or reports that he has to come out with a statement. You got suspended for 3 games. Let it go. Third, my fault was not in taking action sooner.
Is he going to read the whole
letter? No, no.
Yeah, you let him. I think we have, 40 minutes on this?
Third, my fault was not in taking action sooner against a troubled employee about his work-related issues. So what Urban Meyer basically is saying is, I did nothing wrong. The only thing I did wrong was I didn't get rid of him soon enough. Like, you guys don't even care.
I took a drink of the brew dog.
Like, you guys don't even. You guys don't think this is a big deal. Like,
no, that he sent out a statement.
You have such an ego that just let it go. Like, they've already said, they've already released their findings. They suspended you 3 games. It's over. But no, Mr. Ego wants you to make sure he did nothing wrong. I did not lie. Like, you lied a lot.
Yeah, give him another game suspension for that tweet.
I think it's ironic that you think this is stupid and egotistical, but yet you're reading the whole statement.
Well, right.
So people that probably didn't even know this is out can hear about it.
What's amazing, though, is that he remembers all this because a couple weeks ago—
He didn't remember anything.
He didn't remember anything because he had memory problems, but now memory crystal clear.
Mm.
It's amazing. Egos in sports
They drive sports,
doesn't it? They drive sports. Adrian Peterson, ego to the max.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see what he said?
No. What did he say?
So,
something about beating his kid?
No.
Chris Carter and Shannon Sharp, they came out and said, Adrian Peterson isn't the same player he once was. He can maybe have 1 game good and then 3 bad because as you get older, it's harder to recover. Adrian Peterson gets his little feelings hurt and comes out with a statement and says, man, watching some of the things they said about me, man, it really hurt me to the core. Not only are they black men, but these are people I looked up to. And I can't believe they would say that about me. Like, hey, what does them being black men have to do with
that? I don't understand that.
They're NFL analysts. They're critiquing and criticizing. They're giving their opinions.
That's their job.
That is their job. Them being black has nothing to do with it, Adrian Peterson. So you're black and they're black. They're not allowed to criticize you and give their opinion on what you're going to contribute to the Redskins?
But I don't think they're saying anything that's not true. I mean, they're just saying a fact that the older you get, it's harder to recover. So this is kind of what the projection of a season. Like, that's all they're saying. They're not saying he's a terrible running back.
Yeah.
All they're saying is that, dude, you're getting old, so your body's not going to be able to recover the way it used to. That's it.
Right. Sort of like you say that about Tom Brady. At one point, he's going to fall off. Say things
this year,
like that.
For sure.
These athletes and coaches got some egos. You know what I can say about us? People bash us all the time. We just chill.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that. It's like Kevin Durant is sensitive ears, too. When people criticize him, he gets on Twitter and...
To be fair, though, I mean, they're human.
They're human. They have feelings. I understand that.
And what's crazy about all this is that we tweet people, celebrities, thinking that they're not going to look at our tweet. They're looking at every single thing that you send them. You know, they may not respond to everything, but you're not telling me that there's one day that they're in the bathroom and they're a little bored. Like, let me see Twitter. Let me look at what they're saying. They're reading everything you're saying. So if you're bashing them, they're human. That's going to hurt.
I understand that people are entitled to their opinions. That's the way of the world.
Who said this?
This Adrian? Is Adrian Peterson. But they are in a position where millions of people are watching them. Like, guy, he didn't say, he just said they don't think you're going to perform as well as you used to, which is true. Like, if you look at the past few years, when you first came into the league, you dominated the league. Now, you're kind of a has-been. You're washed up. It's your third team in the last calendar year. I don't understand what's so wrong with that.
Adrian Peterson is now how old?
33, I believe.
Okay, and he plays for who?
He plays for the Washington Redskins. And Chris Carter, he responded to the statement, said, "Did you see me my last year in a Dolphins uniform? I had no business playing that season. I wouldn't have admitted it either, just like Peterson won't. These guys get so sensitive about everything. Adrian had better go get over himself. We were all great, but at the end, we all smelled like a baby's diaper." Boom!
How many years left for AP?
This is last year.
Oklahoma running back, how many?
This is last year.
I say he's got a couple.
I say this is it. I thought he was done 2 years ago. Then he went, and last year he came back, he went to the Saints, and he wasn't even good enough to play on the Saints. They said, shipped him out to Arizona. He had one good game, then he was out for the rest of the year.
There is nothing like him breaking loose for one, man. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He has the most. Every running back runs differently. A lot of them can be grouped together. But AP, you knew without even seeing the number, the name, the jersey, you knew it was AP running the ball.
I just am amazed. And like you said, yes, him busting through people. And I mean, he looks like a. I mean, his build, he was just like a brick wall.
He was amongst boys.
That's right.
I love that, dude. I love that.
That is
you say
a
that.
Good saying, dude. That's a great saying.
Did you come
saying.
Up with that yourself, Ray?
If you don't get that inside joke, just
go to the last
podcast.
Episode. Yeah,
Eddie didn't understand what the.
It's not that saying. I didn't understand it. I thought it was great. I just don't understand why you're quoting other people's phrases. Come up with your own. He is a mice among mouse. No. He is a rat among mice.
I don't know the difference between a rat and a mice.
Well, rats are way bigger than mice.
Are they?
Yeah. He is a squirrel amongst chipmunks.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Come up with your own. He is a infant. He is an infant to a newborn. Something like that.
He is a tree amongst shrubs.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh.
Lunchbox, come up with one. Help us.
He is a skyscraper amongst one-story buildings.
A shed. Yeah. Ooh. Exactly.
Okay, yeah. He's a truck amongst cars.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's good. He is a bicycle amongst tricycles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What the heck was
okay.
I going to say?
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Wait. Okay.
No. I want to come on.
That's why I drink my beer.
Give me one. I don't have it. I don't understand.
But what needs to happen is announcers, instead of going with the he's a man amongst boys, they need to roll out one of these new ones.
Right.
So don't laugh about
no.
it.
No. Just say it
and then
casually.
It'll catch on, and then idiots will be like, yeah, man. He was a bicycle amongst tricycles.
He is a wool hat amongst visors.
Yes. He is a Big Mac amongst quarter pounders.
He is,
he's a Big Mac amongst nuggets.
Okay.
Because they have to be bigger. Big Mac and a quarter pounder are the same thing.
Okay.
I think.
Hey, here we go. Here's an announcer. This is me doing an announcer. Oh, he just ran that ball right down the middle. What a run. He is a driver amongst putters.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I love it.
That's good. I'm still struggling over here to come up with one.
Did you see that slam dunk? He is a Sharpie amongst pens.
He's a shark amongst minnows.
Yeah!
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, there's better ones out there than man amongst boys.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with some of these and write
just,
them down.
Just incorporate them, like Ray said, and not mention it. Just go with
it. That makes me want to be an announcer, because I always wanted to just say dumb stuff like that, but be confident in it, and then have it catch on, and then school kids are doing it when they're at school.
Oh my goodness, sure. Did you see that run by Adrian Peterson? He is a planet amongst the stars. Planet's bigger than a star.
So something
you're
better,
incorporating
maybe?
Astrology into the football.
Yeah, I mean, okay, all right. I mean, I see what you're doing there.
You know, you didn't feel that one?
Well,
like it's bigger than you see what I'm saying? They're two like things, but one's bigger.
I don't know how big stars are, though. I think stars get pretty big.
No, but if you look at them through a telescope, the planet is obviously bigger.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I mean, because you don't ever land on a star, you land on planets.
He is a softball amongst golf balls. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You get the idea.
Yeah. So, Adrian Peterson, get your panties out of a wad and, I mean, get on the field and prove us all wrong.
And enjoy your last season.
Because as Chris Carter says, in the end, we all smell like diapers. And right now, you smell like a diaper.
What does that mean, by the way? See, there's another one of those things. What does that mean?
It means you're crap. You're terrible. You're washed up. Oh, like, dang. You're done.
So everyone playing in the NFL eventually is going to just end up smelling like diapers.
Yeah, you're going to end up being crap.
That's sad.
Yeah, and AP, don't try calling into the show. It's just a podcast.
Yeah. We're not standing
but,
by.
But if AP, Adrian Peterson, if you want to tweet us, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. That's yeah. We'll take your response.
AP, if you got a comment to us, man, you can find us on iTunes.
Yeah, at me. At me, bro. Right?
He's coming.
You ever see that commercial where they're at the aquarium and the little fish flies up and he's like has a shirt that says at me bro and his son goes never mind you guys don't
no,
know
no keep going with it no,
I never saw it.
It's a terrible story
but explain it maybe it's funny.
I it was come at me bro and it's terrible and we're just gonna move on to,
all right, what's this?
We're gonna move on to Colin Kaepernick.
Oh yeah,
I love this. The NFL tried to dismiss his lawsuit, his collusion case, and they said nope. You're going to trial.
Mm-hmm.
That means he has a good case to win. And so what is going on is...
Millions we're talking about,
millions
right?
of dollars. Oh. He is suing the NFL saying they colluded to keep any team from signing him. And he must have some good evidence because usually it gets thrown out. The NFL has some powerful lawyers.
Yeah, he has good evidence. Ex-coaches are saying he should be a second stringer. He could start on this team. Tons of people are saying that.
I think it's definitely they're guilty. He should be in the NFL. He led a team to the Super Bowl, and he can't get a backup role?
He was done wrong. Like I feel for the dude. Like, really, his career, his talent that God gave him and all the work that he's put into is just taken away because he had some political stance? That sucks. And whatever the lawsuit brings as far as money to him, like, it... Double it.
And I understand you have actions and you have consequences. So his stance or his kneeling, someone doesn't want
his stance, no pun intended.
I get it. Okay. Hey, good yes. one.
Didn't
no he, pun intended, guys.
Certain bosses didn't like that. So you don't want to sign him. But the fact that they all went in together and said, hey, you better not sign this guy, and there's going backdoor deals like, hey, don't sign Kaepernick, make him take a pay cut, make him play for nothing. And I just think he's going to win this, and it's going to make the NFL look really, really bad. Whether you agree with the kneeling or not, when you collude, woo, you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not drafting him for my fantasy team this year.
No, definitely. Him or Adrian Peterson.
No, I'm not going to draft Adrian Peterson.
Collude is they're just talking together secretly.
Yeah, they make a pact. Yeah. Like, hey, do not sign
a
him.
Secret pact.
Like us. We collude. We're a pack.
No, we're openly packed.
Yeah, you're open.
Oh.
Like if John Elway, the GM of the Broncos, just comes out and goes, we are not interested in signing Colin Kaepernick. Okay, cool.
That's okay. That's his decision for his own team.
But if you do it secretly,
instead,
with other
they're
people.
On text message going, hey, man, make sure you do not have this guy in. We got to show him who's boss. We can't have him kneeling, blah, blah, blah.
Are you that, in or you out?
Yes. That is collusion where they get together and do it as a group. If I'm that may not be legally exactly right, but that's what I
understand. You're not a lawyer?
We know you don't have a law degree.
I did take business law at the University of Texas.
You have a friend
Santa.
That's a JAG too.
Yeah, so. My roommate from college is a JAG, and my father-in-law is a lawyer, and my sister-in-law is a lawyer.
You know stuff.
So I've been around lawyers before.
Yeah. You're pretty much certified.
Yeah. And speaking of fantasy football, Ray, you do not play fantasy football.
I play on Sunday only on DraftKings. You can do a head-to-head for $100 with another guy, and you win by 6 o'clock that night.
Right.
If you do the afternoon
But
slate.
You don't do the weekly. You're not in a league with a group of people has it all year.
But for you to say I don't do fantasy makes me think that I'm not involved with the players. I understand the teams and the players.
No.
I'm just not
no
doing
one's,
the year-long
whoa,
fantasy.
You're very
no
defensive.
One's attacking
all,
you.
All I'm doing is talking about fantasy football and drafts because people have drafts coming up. You just draft every week. We're talking about, do you draft for the season? You
are
don't.
You part of a league?
No. Eddie and myself are in two leagues together, and we had one auction draft, which is maybe
sorry,
maybe the most fun thing you can ever do if you're playing fantasy.
Okay,
is the
explain.
Auction
let's see, because I've never done this, so explain how it works.
Give me 12 in there.
No,
kind of, basically,
but not really.
Usually you do a snake draft where it's just a draft order, and the first person up drafts a player, second person drafts a player, and it goes on through that for
kind of the way the NFL does it.
Yes, it's kind of boring. The auction draft is you have a $200 budget, and
a fake money.
And you nominate a player. So you put in there, Tom Brady is nominated. And then every team just starts bidding. Boom, boom. $1, $2, $3, $10, $15, $20, $25. And you have to fill out your whole roster but you can only spend $200. And Antonio Brown, I think, went for $72.
$72.
Out of $200?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. One player
for $72. And so it's so fun because there's a little bit of a strategy involved because there may be players you don't want, but you keep bidding because you want the other team to spend their money.
Oh, dude, I did that all night.
Dude, that is an awesome draft.
It's so much fun, Ray.
I have done it. This is my third year doing an auction draft. The first year, I was like, this is going to be so dumb. And so 30 seconds into it, I said, this is the most amazing thing. And it takes a lot more strategy. Because if draft order, you just get draft order and someone falls to you or they're there or they're not. This, you have a chance at every single player.
Example, on our league, Rob Gronkowski was coming up, and everyone thought, well, he's going to be expensive, so we'll just let whoever fight for it going to fight for it. And, dude, he went for $15 because everyone just took a load off and looked away from the screen, and before you know it, sold $15.
I went in the kitchen to get my dinner because it was on a plate, and my wife had left it in the kitchen. I was like, oh, I can't. I'm not going to pay that much for Gronk. People overpay for these players. I'm not going $50 for Gronk. I come back $16, $15, whatever.
$15. I was petting my dog and I hear sold. I was like, what? $15.
What a steal.
Yeah. That auction draft is so much fun.
Is that the one here at work or you guys?
No. The one here at work we do today at 2 p.m.
The sales guy comes into my office and he goes, hey, do you want to be part of this fantasy league? I turned him down flat to his face.
Why did you turn it down? See, and I do
it. I play the daily.
Yeah, but I do the work one just because I think people around this office don't like us. They think they have a negative opinion of us because we're pretty big time. And
are
so,
we?
I don't know.
They think we are.
Right. That's what I mean. And so I try to do it so I can interact with some of the people in the office. And I tried talking trash a little bit last year in the league and no one responded. But
yeah, I just do it because I think these people don't know anything about sports.
They're
not good.
How'd you do last year?
Not good.
Okay. So, and do you have a team name picked out?
Yeah.
Because I have Team Box. That's my team name.
Well, I'm the Tijuana Tarantulas.
Okay.
And what I like to do every year is have like a random city and then take a current football team. Like I've been the Cincinnati Bengals, but I took Bengals and called it Bengals, like the old band, the Bengals. Mm-hmm. You probably don't know that. But and then last year I was the Cleveland Frowns. And my mascot was a baby frowning. And this year.
So did you come up with that yourself or did you find that off Google?
No. All by myself. And I even bring the kids in, like, come on, help me with something funny. And this year, me and my kids came up with Philadelphia Beagles. So we're the dog and the little Beagles on my mascot. How funny is that?
Well, why Philadelphia Beagles? Is that where they're from? I didn't understand that. Why not just be the Cincinnati
Beagles?
Okay,
take the B out of the Philadelphia Beagles. Take the B out of the Beagles.
But you could be the Cincinnati Beagles, too, because the Bengals.
Okay, he's not understanding. Bengals, Bengals. Beagles, Eagles. Frowns, Browns.
I understand. You added a letter, took away a letter.
Yeah, so the city has to remain whatever that team is.
Cincinnati Beagles.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you understand? It's the same thing.
You know what annoys me so much on these fantasy leagues are the stupid names that people think they're being so funny. Like, I guess like me, like the Beagles. But they do it after football players. And so I found a list of
those. Those are fun, though, sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
If you come up with it on your own.
That's my point.
If you Google a name, you're a loser.
Okay, so I Googled the names.
Yes. I want you to give us some of those.
Yeah.
But if you have to Google a name for your fantasy team, you are a loser.
And if your fantasy team name is the exact same team name as the actual team's name, like Philadelphia Eagles, you are a loser.
You have
to come up with something creative. You can't be the Tennessee Titans, the Dallas Cowboys. You have to be a creative team.
That's why I did the Philadelphia Beagles.
Right. Like in mine, I'm the Austin Big Timers.
Those are all individual, unique
because
teams. Love it.
No one else is going to be Austin
Big
Timers.
I started that franchise when we lived in Austin, and I've been in that league for so many years, and so...
Hey, guys, look at John. He's called the New England Patriots.
That's so dumb.
Real lame.
Unique name.
So these are the ones I found that were pretty funny. I mean, starting with a dumb one, Baby Got Dak. You know, all these Daks are so dumb.
That is funny.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, it's funny for the one person that created that.
No,
everybody else that copies it is a loser.
Because it's been done, guys. Dak to the Future. Anything that rhymes with Dak, just put Dak on it.
We had a guy in our work league last year that used Dak to the Future and thought he was so... He didn't create it.
Who Dak? You know what I'm saying?
Like
it's just stupid. There was Deshaun of the Dead, like Shaun of the
Dead.
That's
good.
Baker's Dozen, you know, like Baker Mayfield. But
we understand.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Josh Rosen. That's
right. You roll your eyes, right? Because they're so stupid.
Isn't he a backup quarterback?
Yeah. Kamara shy.
I don't
like
know.
Camera shy.
That didn't get that one.
Wow.
Kind of a Golden Tate Warriors. I like that one. I think it's kind of funny.
A you basketball like team you, name for football?
Yeah, you like that one, but you don't like any of the other ones?
Because it's Golden Tate. That's pretty funny. Golden Tate Warriors.
It's funny, I'm but sorry. I don't like I the basketball funny. Team.
Or he could have gone Golden Tater Tots. I mean, yes, it's the same thing.
What's the Golden Tater Tots? Explain it.
Do you know what tater tots are?
I don't
are?
Think you understand that these are all words that exist or phrases that
you,
exist.
You don't think
Guns N' Roses is a band.
You don't think tater tots exist?
Golden Tater Tots. But you're adding golden to anyway.
No, because his golden about, Tate. It's Tate off. Oh my gosh, you don't understand it either.
Shake It Goff. Jared Goff.
No, I know, but that was terrible.
Shake It Off.
That was terrible. That was a song from like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this is one of my favorite though. I Farted. Eifert, I guess he's a tight end for the Bengals, right?
Yeah,
Eifert.
That's pretty good. That's actually funny.
You didn't say it right.
You're
yeah,
right,
you didn't
I
say it
right
at all. You said I fight or
how about
I farted.
This one? How about this one? Julio think you are.
Julio Jones?
Yeah. I mean, guys, there's so many more. Jamal Charles in charge. Stupid.
I don't think Jamal Charles is on a team.
I don't think he's playing anymore. You're right. This is one I think somebody has on our league currently. Turned down for what?
Yeah, my buddy Nick. He's so
again
lame.
Googled it.
Yes. He Googled it for sure, and I'm like, dude, come on, you're better than that. He's a huge Texans fan, but I get it. And or like, my buddy, he had Gronk on his team last year, and he named it something after Gronk, but he Googled it, but he changed his name this year.
Desden Confused. You heard of that one?
No. But Dez isn't on a team, so why are you...
Okay. Hey, Dez is Desden Confused. He's not on a team.
Oh, he is. Listen, dude,
does Dez play for Desden Confused?
As a matter of fact, Dez is Desden Confused.
Can you draft Dez? He's not on a team.
Yeah, you
right
can draft
now.
Whoever
anybody.
You want.
He.
You can still draft, what's his name, the guy, Decker.
Vince Young?
No, I think
probably
Vince
not.
Young's
but my
you
question,
can still do a chick accidentally drafts Decker or a guy that doesn't know anything about sports?
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, you could draft him when he was in prison. When he was going on trial... Back in the day, you could have drafted him because some people did because they thought, oh, he's going to be found innocent, but he never got out.
Oh, I got a good one. Dalvin and the Chipmunks.
What when he you could draft or
Aaron
Hernandez, what was his bye week?
Every day at lunch. Recess.
Bye week.
Whatever time his recess was. Is that bad?
No, he's not bad. What he's
he
dead,
bad
man.
Dude,
he can't
though.
Get to hear it.
And he was a bad dude.
Well, yes, he was a bad dude. But back to Dez. Like you're saying, Dez is Desden Confused.
How much did he auction for?
No one bid on him. No one nominated him.
He's still a free agent?
Of course. Yeah. Why would you pick up Dez right
now?
You
put him on your bench.
No, you only have five bench slots. Dude.
Why would you put him on your bench? He costs money. He costs money against your cap.
Like maybe, so once the season starts, you have how many, $100?
$100.
So maybe you bid a dollar next week one to get him and just save him. But, I mean, that's a slot that you may want for someone else.
And if he doesn't sign, because I don't understand his rationale. He's another ego case where he had an offer from the Ravens right off the bat, and he said, no, I'm going to get a better offer. And there's no other offer.
But don't you have to have that kind of confidence going in so you can get a good offer?
I mean, he's not going to get a good offer anymore. Like he said, oh, no, I'm going to get more money. And then... He says no to the Browns, who offered him, I think, $5 million. He said, I got an offer from them, but I'm going to wait till later in the season.
Did you all see him on Hard Knocks when he walks in there? They do a whole episode.
Yes, he walks in and acts like the king of the castle. Hey, what's up, man? I'm Dez. Nice to meet you, man. Dez.
Oh, yeah,
Dez.
Say hi to everyone. The custodian, the dude mopping the floor, the equipment manager. What up, man? What up, Dez? Dez looks the camera, winks at it. Dude, hilarious.
Hilarious. You have to have an ego, I understand, to be a professional athlete, to be a superstar. You have to have a little bit of an ego. But sometimes that ego gets in the way. Because Dez is used to making $15 million, $12 million a year, and they're offering him $3, $4 million. He's like, nah, man, I'm going to get a better offer than that. Dez, I just want to, if you're listening too, like, I know Adrian Peterson was listening earlier, so Dez, I just want to talk to you real
Maybe
quick.
Maybe you guys are hanging out together, Dez, listening together.
You're old, man. You're not as good
He's
as you.
He's 20. What is he, 28?
29.
29.
But he looked bad last year. And Dez, you got to work on your hands. You were dropping a lot of balls. You weren't getting open. You weren't getting separation. So that money, that big money offer, it's not coming. So if you want to play football, just take the $5 million and be happy, man. Get out there on the field and prove yourself, and maybe next offseason you'll get a big deal. But it's not coming this offseason because someone's not going to sign you in the middle of the year for $15 million, Dez.
Unless someone gets hurt.
They ain't going to give him $15 million. You cheering for someone to get hurt?
How much did Josh Gordon go for? Dude, for the
23
Browns.
Bucks.
I like that guy.
Is he playing week one or not?
I don't know if he's playing week one or
That's the gamble.
I just repeated exactly what you said.
Yeah, well, because I saw that he wasn't playing week one. I saw that he wasn't, but they're not sure.
I don't think he is. He hasn't even been in a training camp.
So Le'Veon Bell hadn't been in training camp, and he'll play week one.
You just played in week one?
Yeah.
Back to Hard Knocks. I love watching the offensive coordinator who's like talking about, he gets the news that, hey, the head coach comes up. He's like, hey, man, so Gordon's coming back. And the offensive coordinator goes, great. Has he been working out? Like, what condition am I going to get him in? Like, I don't care.
Todd Haley?
Yeah.
He reminds me
a lot of you, like your attitude of just like, cool, that sounds great on paper, but how are we going to really do it? Like, that's all cool. Great coach. Sounds awesome. Because he's just kind of a fact guy.
Cool. Has he been running routes against NFL players?
Yeah. Hey, great, man. I know he's a superstar. Cool name. Has he been lifting weights?
Was he throwing passes with his chick? Or has he been working?
And then he comes back immediately and his hamstring was a little tight.
Yeah.
Like, first practice, he kind of tweaked the hammy.
Yeah, so the answer. When you've been on the lazy boy for about 4 months.
Drinking these brew dogs.
That hammy will tighten up real quick.
No, he doesn't drink brew dogs, dude.
What? Josh Gordon doesn't?
No.
What
does he drink? Josh Gordon? I read an article on
it. Josh Gordon doesn't drink anything,
dude. Not anymore.
You understand.
What is he? He's
recovering.
But
back in the day, he said that when he was going to a game, he said he would always have a drink before the game. He'd have a shot as he's
recovering.
As he's about to get ready.
Yeah, that's where he's been out of the NFL off and on for the past 4 years. And he has anxiety issues, and he used to cope by drinking or doing drugs. And so when he gets overwhelmed, that's when he would do it. And so training camp was coming up, and he started feeling the anxiety, so he went back and got more help.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon, receivers for the Browns.
Yeah, he went to Baylor, got kicked out of Baylor. Like, he's been using drugs since he was like 11, 12 years old.
Can I say something since we're talking about fantasy?
No.
Mahomes looks good, boys. Like, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but for some reason, every year, I root for the Chiefs. Like, I don't know why. I like their team. They are stacked. And Patrick Mahomes looks good.
And he said he can throw a football over 80 yards. That's crazy because Eddie can throw one about 30.
30.
Max.
34.
You can't throw a ball 34 yards.
All right. Do we need to do a video?
Yeah.
All right.
So I can do it.
34 yards is a long way.
Do we have to go to a football field?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's in the air. It's not.
It can't roll 40
yards.
Yeah,
roller, you could easily do 50.
Yeah.
No, not with a football. Sometimes it rolls backwards.
I mean, 34 yards.
Well, Eddie was at 34 yards, but it rolled backwards.
To 15.
He made a 15-yard pass.
How far do you think you can? I don't know how far he can. I mean, we're talking NFL football. We're not talking a little rubber kid football.
I think we have one in the glass room too. I think.
Yeah, we're just missing one thing. I don't know, a football field.
Vandy's one down the road. Street.
Oh, that's right. We all play college football.
We go to we go to Vandy Stadium.
Hey guys, we know you're getting ready for the game. You got a huge game this week. Any way we have a bet? 34-yard pass.
While they're stretching.
Oh, you go to Titan Stadium.
These guys.
Are the Titans home week one? They're in Miami.
They had a game yesterday.
Right, but they're in Miami, so we can go down there.
Mariota, he's doing routes and stuff like that. Is there any way we can do a little competition? We're saying about 34-yard pass. I realize you guys are busy getting ready for the NFL season.
Be real quick, it's a video we're trying to do for Instagram.
Is that cool? I know you guys are doing some stuff, getting ready, big stuff going on.
Yeah, Corey Davis. Coach, just time out, Coach. Coach Vrabel, whatever. However you say it.
Vrabel. Hey, Coach Vrabel. A little bit we're doing. Instagram.
Yeah.
Funny thing.
Hey, Sore Losers Podcast. Maybe you've heard of it. No, you might want to check it out. It's filmed right here in your home, in your backyard.
Is that security? Is that okay?
That guy. He's grabbing my arms. He's grabbing my arms.
Okay.
Ow. That hurts. Okay.
That's a dog. I'm out.
Yeah, we can try that. We can go there.
I mean, I'm interested.
I think, honestly, 35. I can go over 35 yards. I can throw the football over 35. Yeah. Definitely further than Lunchbox. I think me and Ray would probably be neck and neck.
I'm just interested to see if you can throw it 35. I never said I could throw it 35. I don't know.
If you had to guess, how far do you think you can throw it?
Probably 15.
Yeah?
15. Yeah.
You don't have that quarterback arm?
No. And you don't either, so.
Please. Like my son, my 10-year-old, natural throwing arm. He didn't care. He didn't want to do sports, but that dude can throw. The form is perfect. Perfect spiral every time.
Oh, boy.
Didn't give a crap about playing sports.
And that's how it is,
so too. You're telling me he's like Mahomes when he was 10 years old?
I don't know. Tell me Mahomes' story.
I don't know.
Didn't give a crap about sports.
He didn't? And then when did he start?
Natural form.
Really?
I'm kidding. I was just telling your son's story.
I was like, wow, my son is like Mahomes.
Oh, boy.
This is amazing.
Is he also really dark? Tans well in the summer?
Huh. He's half white, half Mexican?
Huh.
Interesting.
He loves wearing Under Armour? Neon green? Every time you see the kid, he's wearing neon shorts, socks, and t-shirt. I'm like, come on, Eddie JJ.
Hey, so on Monday, I think we should bring in our fantasy teams.
Okay. You come in here on Monday, I'm not going to be here.
Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
You guys don't want to do a show on Monday?
No.
What are you all doing Monday, Labor Day?
Yeah.
Just
it's
come
called
in.
Day off.
Oh, man, this isn't work to me.
I'll
this
be
is
recovering.
Fun.
I got the birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's boy. Ray's birthday.
Boys, I'll need a full 48 to recover.
When's your birthday, Ray Ray?
It's next week, but we're celebrating this.
Party. September 5th, man.
I got guys rolling in from Miami, South Beach, people rolling in from Austin, Texas. We got an Airbnb and my apartment downtown. It's going to be one of the biggest bashes you've seen of 2018.
Okay.
My little one, Junior, turns 5 on Sunday. Do you guys want to come over?
I'm probably not going to do the joint birthday party. We're going to be dropping a keg.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I got a newborn. He can't go out in the public yet.
When can that happen?
He's still got to get his shots. He doesn't have shots yet, so he's really susceptible to all
are
these
Are you
germs.
Guys dropping the ball on that one, or are you just kind of
no,
waiting
no, no, we got to wait for the appointment. It's on the 17th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be born for 2 months. Or he has to be alive for 2 months. I don't know what the rule is, but that'll be 2 months since he came into the world. So get the shots, and then we can go do whatever. Then we can hit Titan Stadium. We can hit wherever.
Well, more Six importantly, flags. Though, more importantly, when are you going to leave the house and play golf again?
Whenever I want, maybe next week.
How about this weekend?
I could maybe do this weekend, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
People that don't know, Lunchbox had a kid. He has been cabin fever in the house, camped out with his kid and the wife for weeks, months.
Months.
This kid used to go clubbing.
6 weeks.
He used to go golfing all the time. I mean, I don't know if he's left his front yard in 3 months.
No, 6 weeks is not 2 months.
Yeah, a week is 4 weeks is a month.
No, it's not.
Why do you argue the dumbest things?
No, no, no. Because you want to know what's so funny? As I had this argument with my wife 2 weeks ago.
You have a smart wife.
So no. Half a month.
A month and a half. That's months.
It's not a month and a half.
Yeah.
How many weeks
is a month and a half?
No. How long is a month?
Let's look at the calendar. 4 weeks.
Sometimes 4 weeks. No, no, no. Okay. So 4 weeks, right? What is 4 times 12?
Okay, 5 weeks. I'm looking at
okay,
August.
Thank you. There you go.
Okay, that's 5 in 1. That's 5 weeks in one. That's a week in.
That's not a month and a half.
That's a month and a week.
Yeah.
Or two.
Thank you. Because I had this argument
that's
with my
wife.
That's
still months. It's over 1 month, Lunchbox.
Because she was like, no, 4 weeks is a month. I said, so if July 1st.
Well, maybe it's if just July August 1st, is long. Yeah, see, look at September, 4 weeks.
It's not.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 weeks.
How many days are in September?
28. 29. 30. 30 days in September.
Okay. So 7 times 4 is what?
Oh, shoot. Let me get the calculator.
It's 28.
Oh.
That would be 4 weeks.
Okay.
There's 30 days. So it's more than 4 weeks.
Okay.
Because if you do the math and you do, how many months are in a year?
4.
There's 4 months in a year?
12.
Okay.
Did you know we were going to be doing, like, quizzes today, Ray?
Well, if you do 12 times 4, you get 48, right?
Yeah.
How many weeks are in a year?
My head hurts.
56. So you would have to add 2 months to your calendar. There'd be 14 months if a month was 4 weeks.
When my son's complaining, when I'm helping my son with homework and he's complaining, like, I don't get it, Dad. That's how I feel right now.
That's what I had to argue with my wife. All right. Before we go, I want to tell you the most interesting fact that's about to happen this weekend.
Go ahead.
It is so cool. Harris Roberts is a student at Clemson.
Oh, I saw the story.
This weekend, he will be playing quarterback for Furman University, who plays Clemson. He's a dual student. That is great.
How does this work? Like, he's full-time at Furman?
Yes,
and then
but he takes some upper-level
engineering classes, right?
Engineering classes at Clemson. So he goes to both campuses, but he plays football for Furman. That is so funny. I think that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Maybe not the craziest, but that's pretty neat.
Are they like right down the street from each other? How does he do it?
I assume they're right down the street from each other.
I don't think so.
I've never heard of Furman.
Me either.
I don't know where Furman is. So
that's pretty interesting. That game's what, like It's an early. I think it's an early game on Saturday.
I mean, I won't watch it, but
no, I'll watch a little bit for that dude. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's about to get
dominated, crushed.
Why not come up with your own term? You can't. It's all right. Well, all right, well, everybody have a good weekend. College football is back. Raymundo, do you, I hit my bet, my one bet. I had Northwestern plus 1.5. They covered last night. Ray, what's your bet of the weekend?
Yeah, Michigan State rolls. Think it's a 24 spread against some crapper team. But just go Michigan State. They will cover. Go ahead, ice cold. Put it in the freezer. Lock it up.
No, hey, what does lock it up mean for people that don't know? Lock, that term. It
means it's guaranteed to win.
Like, it's just, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, boys. College football is back. Enjoy it.
Saturday's going to be fun.
Happy birthday. Hey, Saturday, Sunday, it's both. It's all of them. Monday.
I know. It's exciting.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your son. Raymundo, fun celebrating your birthday.
Thank
Maybe
you.
I'll come out. I'll leave the wife home with the kid.
You won't do it. No chance.
No, probably not. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the line is on Notre Dame.
It's like
Michigan.
It's even.
It's even? Notre Dame wins. That's a lock.
No, the lock is the Texas Longhorns minus 13.5 against
Maryland.
It
says Notre Dame -1.
That means changed.
One. Yeah. I'm taking the Longhorns minus 13.
Really?
Yeah. Against Maryland. Maryland's in turmoil. They're going to get... They're
because
gonna
of their coach.
Yes.
All right, so we got Longhorns.
We talk about that every
Notre
day.
Notre Dame, Michigan State.
Yeah, those are all...
All of them roll, and they cover.
And what are they?
Lock it up.
All right, follow us on Twitter, Sore Losers Show, and Instagram. Probably not going to do the football video today. I mean, unless you guys have time. Do you want to do the video today?
No.
Go to the football field? Real quick, I'm warmed up.
The team is practicing for the game that they have tomorrow.
Oh, okay, maybe we'll do it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody, late.
Thank you for listening. Sore Losers Podcast. No buzzer?
Yeah, and you're also on a microphone. This isn't a megaphone.
Hey, no buzzer? I got it. We don't have a buzzer.
All right.
Don't do it.